Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
It is Monday, August 17, 2026. Good morning, Kennedy.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Good to be seen.
Producer Dan.
Morning.
Good to see you.
Good to be seen as well.
Did I startle you when I say good morning?
I was mid-yawn.
Happens to the best
it
of
is,
us.
It is early.
I'm sorry about that, Dan. How was your weekend, Kennedy?
It was good. It was good. I did some adulting stuff around the house. I have so much to do this week. I put off a lot too, but
you have family coming in.
Well, I leave for vacation the day they come in town, so I need to get my house all ready so my sister and her husband can stay there while Sully moves into Berkeley, and then I'll be gone. So I just need to make sure everything is ready for them. Eleanor escaped again over the weekend. I was outside until 3 o'clock in the morning trying to get her back in the house with the laser toy.
No.
Yeah.
How'd she get out?
I opened the door.
Oh.
She's decided that that's her thing now. Like, she's decided. She's been outside again, and she has...
She's had a taste of freedom, and she wants it.
She wants to be
back
on these streets.
She wants to go back on these streets.
She's like Andy Dufresne tunneling out of Shawshank.
Kind of. And I'm just like... It got to a point, because I went out to dinner with Beep Dennis. We went to Mason's in Quincy. 10 out of 10 recommend. And got back home like 11:30, and like I was outside until 3 with a laser pointer trying to get her back in the house.
Where's she hanging out? She's like...
She stayed in the backyard. She would get underneath the... She can get underneath the deck, but I can't crawl underneath the deck. I mean, I could, but I didn't want to.
Yeah.
And she just, you know, just hunting around, looking for things. Who knows? Then maybe there's bunnies. Maybe there's bugs.
Mice.
So I tried... No.
Making sure they don't get in the house.
I haven't seen a mouse
like that.
In a long time.
Doing a perimeter search.
I get it. As soon as I try to open the door at home, I got to start playing defense.
And I just want to be like,
you got to like build a barrier
like,
so they can't get out.
Where are you going? Like, you think it's better out there? Do you know how good you have it in here, man? Like, excuse me?
You sound like a parent of a teenager.
I am.
Do you know how many coyotes try to eat you in the living room?
Do you?
Zero coyotes.
Do you know how many toys? I have bags of toys you don't use, much less ones you do.
You will not talk that way to your mother.
I was just, I was at the point that I was like, well, if you're not going to come in, then I just don't even know what to do. I don't know what to do. I'll leave the door open and I will wish for the best. But I went into my tent and then I used the laser and I got her to come in the tent. I tricked her and then I zipped up the tent really fast. And then I picked her up to carry her in and she was not happy. But I didn't care.
Cat leash time.
Yeah, something. So now I have to be to my sister. I'm like, I cannot impress upon you enough. Because, I mean, honestly, because it is what it is for me, but I don't want them to have to get stressed out that the cat got out mm-hmm. and they're supposed to be somewhere and be helping Sully do something and they have to worry about the cat. Like, that would make my stomach hurt. Mm-hmm. So,
is Eleanor good with strangers?
Eleanor doesn't care one way or the other, really. That's what I've noticed.
She'll just be like, who's in my house?
Whatever. Maybe I'll talk to you. Maybe I won't. Maybe you'll see me. Maybe you won't.
Producer Dan, how was your weekend?
It was good. We had a cookout with some friends on Friday.
Okay.
Our new friends in the complex.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. You've made friends.
Kaylee has made friends. Lived there for 4 years and didn't know anyone's name.
And you liked it that way, are you liking it this way?
I don't think he has a choice, Carson.
I enjoyed both ways. They're just different ways of living.
That's true.
I like both.
One has less people in them.
And then Friday we went up to, Saturday, up to New Hampshire, and we tubed down the Saco River for my brother's birthday.
That's so much fun.
Which I will get into in more detail later.
I can't wait.
Because we shenaned and then we shenaned again.
Lots of shenanigans happening.
But it was fun, man. I love tubing down the Saco.
We picked up Barrett from camp on Friday, so he's home and had no voice, sick. He's caught, you know, he just always catches something when he's there.
Well, you're just surrounded by.
Yeah. But he said this year was the best year ever at summer
camp. I think the older you get at camp, the more fun it becomes, mm-hmm. you know, or it's just different fun, I guess.
Right.
You
know? He won a fire award. For setting the best fire.
I know you told us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, of course, I don't know what that means, but he wanted to try and demonstrate it once he got back home.
Well, it means he's the man of the house now.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
It means he sets the fires on the case.
Yeah, well, it's just one less thing for you to have to do. I say, yes, sir.
I'm like, no, I'm good. Thank you, though. Appreciate you.
You didn't even want to let him demonstrate?
Well, no, he wants to set, like, Dad, I can set a bonfire. And I'm like, okay, we don't need that. No, we don't need a 8-foot-wide fire. The back of the house. We're good.
I mean, we don't need a lot of stuff.
I know, right? Why wouldn't you want it? I mean, you have a whole fire pit back there.
Get into it. You want to be outside the fire pit.
Yeah. I mean, you don't need shoes, but they help in your day-to-day life.
But he slept a lot. I mean,
I bet he did. Of course he did.
He slept on Saturday for half the day.
Good.
And then yesterday, he went into his room and was gone for like 4 hours. Didn't hear from him. Sleeping and so
yeah,
just recovering from all.
Well, good for him. I'm glad he had fun. Glad he's home.
Yep.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
The Good Vibe Tribe brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. If you or somebody you know has a nonprofit, check the list at FindMassMoney.gov. Kennedy, joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning is Casey Sherman.
Hello, my friend.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm so good. Hearing your voice is lovely. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
I ran into Casey a couple of weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and he was telling me about an event that is happening tonight. Now, for people that don't know Kennedy,
mm-hmm.
Casey has pretty much written every important piece of literature about Boston and crime.
You are a prolific, prolific writer. That is to be certain.
Including Boston Strong, which became Patriots Day. Just if you don't know, now you know. But more importantly, and I mentioned this when I did this event with Casey, you were involved with Dave Wedge in telling the Pete Frady story and the Ice Bucket Challenge, which is getting ready to have, I think it's 11th anniversary. Is that right?
It's actually 12 this year.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. And you guys are going to do a table reading of what the movie, of the movie script, right?
Yeah. You know, I mean, this is a great thing, guys. I mean, I've been very blessed, as you mentioned, Carson, to have Patriots Day adapted from our book, Boston Strong in the Finest Hours, a big Disney movie. But Pete Frady's story is my white whale. Mm. You know, I was incredibly honored to write his story along with Dave Wedge in a book called Ice Bucket Challenge in 2017. And over the past almost 10 years now, we've been doing everything in our power to get the film about this incredible young man made.
So how did it feel when you were able to kind of put this read together and bring these incredible storytellers and actors together?
It's amazing because, you know, when you write a script, you're writing it kind of in a vacuum. Mm. You think it's good, but you don't know how well it's going to play in front of an audience. And when I shared the script with a group of talented actors here in Massachusetts, I said, I'd love to have you guys perform the script in front of a live audience, because that is really the biggest focus group that I have, to know that A, the script is where it should be, or B, whether the script needs a little work, because I feed off that audience reaction. And these actors are playing Pete Frates, they're playing Nancy Frates, his mom, Julie Frates, Pete's wife, and they're bringing this story to life in a way that's incredibly, I think, entertaining and informative for the audience.
What's it like to have one of your works turned into a movie? Because I imagine when you write a book and you spend so much time and effort on it, that's kind of like your baby. And then you have to relinquish some control to these other people. And the outcome is going to be judged on kind of their work as well for this film.
It's such a great question because, you know, filmmaking is truly a team effort. You know, you write the book, and when you deliver it to Hollywood, you understand that there are going to be certain liberties taken for a feature film. It's not a documentary. So therefore, you know, they want to really tell a story in about a 90-minute time frame. And it's got to be very visual. And I think one of the reasons why my books adapt very well into feature films is because I write cinematically. I was a movie kid growing up. I didn't really start reading books until I was much older, thank God, because it helped me to be where I am today. But, you know, the Hollywood screenwriters and producers that I work with can understand immediately how my work could translate to a television or a film audience.
Do you ever have to push back and be like, oh, no, you're not touching that. Don't change that. That'll change everything.
You know, because if I do that, then nobody talks to me anymore in Hollywood. So, you know, this is a collaborative effort. There are things, some things, you know, there are hills that I'll die on.
Yeah.
But otherwise, you know, as long as they're not landing a spaceship, you know, in the middle of, you know, my true crime tale, I'm like, okay, I'll go with you on this. Let's see how it works in front of an audience. And fortunately, you know, the films that I've been involved with have been, you know, very well received by audiences around the world.
Did you recently have a conversation with Ben Affleck? Are you doing something with him in the near future?
Yeah, we are, actually. That's a great, great question, Carson, and I appreciate it. We wrote a book called Hunting Whitey about Whitey Bulger's flight from justice in a 16-year, you know, fugitive status on the run. And now we're developing it into a docu-series for Hulu. We're actually in production right now, guys. And Ben Affleck is my co-executive producer, and he's narrating the series.
Casey, I just, you know, I've had the honor of knowing you since I moved here, I want to say. And, you know, I'm so happy for your success. And I'm just so happy that the world is getting to see the things that you put together in this small space we call Boston, and that we hold very tight, that you've been able to share that with other people. So congratulations to you. Also, please tell Gary Tengue I said hi.
I will. You know, and you and I, Kennedy, have dumped ice buckets of water.
We have done it. We have done it all
for the Frates family. And you know, these things don't happen without really good partnerships. We're tied in with a local company called NWN, and they help the Frates family with technology that ALS families and patients can use to enhance their lives. So we're going to be telling that story along with the movie script on Monday night.
Amazing. All right. If you want to point people somewhere to find out more about this and Pete Frates' story, where do you want them to go?
Yeah, I want you to show up tonight at Willow Bend in Mashpee on Cape Cod. The event starts at 6 p.m. There's no registration. Just show up. It's first come, first serve. You'll get to meet myself, members of the Frates family, all of our actors, including Lenny Clark, who's going to be, you know, our MC for the night. So it should be a fun night.
Casey, you're officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo!
I love it. Thank you, guys.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bye, Casey.
See you, guys.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Cammy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England, the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Amanda from Billerica.
Hi, Amanda.
Hello, it's actually Miranda.
Hi, Miranda.
Oh, Miranda, my apologies. I misread that.
You're fine.
Miranda, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Yes, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. Get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy is now left. She's in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one, Donnie Wahlberg, 57 today. How did Donnie rise to fame?
Ooh, the boy band, but I don't know the name.
Okay, question number two. Harrison Ford will play Indiana Jones one more time, sort of. He'll be the actual model for Indy in Disney World's upcoming attraction. Indiana Jones and the Myth of the Jade Serpent, it will be that will be called. What is Indiana Jones a professor of?
Archaeology.
Chick-fil-A is introducing four new limited-time menu items, including two chicken and waffle breakfast sandwiches. Yes, please.
I'm intrigued by that as well. Also, like a s'mores milkshake that I will eat for sure.
What is Chick-fil-A's slogan?
Eat chicken? No, eat beef, not chicken.
Question number four. Ariana Grande brought her Wicked co-star Cynthia Erivo on stage during her London show. They did Happy Days and For Good. Which characters did Ariana and Cynthia play in Wicked?
Glinda and Elphaba.
Question number five. Kristen Bell was a surprise performer at the Savannah Bananas game on Saturday. On which show did Kristen Bell play a high schooler turned private investigator?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Miranda, I understand you're driving to a new house?
Yes. So I'm getting a furniture delivery. They actually just texted me I'm next in route. So I'm like, I better get there quick.
Oh, getting a new house. That's super special. I love it.
Yep. First home. So.
Oh, congratulations.
Wow. Congratulations. That's great. Go to Walmart.
Thank
lose
you.
Like $700 and not even know what you spent the money on.
Very true.
All right, Kennedy, Miranda got 2 out of 5.
Well
correct.
Well done, friend. Well done.
These are difficult. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Donnie Wahlberg, 57 today. How did Donnie rise to fame?
New Kids on the Block.
Yes, New Kids on the Block, 1-0. Harrison Ford will play Indiana Jones one more time, sort of. He'll be the actual model for Indy in Disney World's upcoming attraction, Indiana Jones and the Myth of the Jade Serpent. What is Indiana Jones a professor of?
Archaeology.
2-1.
And killing Nazis.
And snakes. You hate snakes.
Chick-fil-A is introducing four new limited-time menu items, including two chicken and waffle breakfast sandwiches. What is Chick-fil-A's slogan?
Eat more chicken.
3-1. Ariana Grande brought her Wicked co-star, Cynthia Erivo, on stage during her London show. They did Happy Days and For Good. Which characters did Ariana and Cynthia play in Wicked?
Glinda and Elphaba.
4-2. Question number five. Kristen Bell was a surprise performer at a Savannah Bananas game on Saturday. On which show did Kristen Bell play a high schooler turned private investigator?
Veronica Mars.
5-2 is the final score. Good work, Kennedy. Did you see the drama with the Savannah Bananas? It might change one of the big rules of the game.
Such as?
Rules? Yes. If a ball goes into the stands and a fan catches it, the batter is out. But it happened with a fan. The announcer caught the ball.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
And so the batter was out. And then everybody's like, well, no, he's an announcer for the team. That shouldn't count. Should it count? Now they're talking about making it count. It's kind of funny.
I love that they can just switch it up. I love this.
Yes. 5-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Miranda. You don't get the $100. But thank you for calling in this play this morning. And congratulations on the new house.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Listen to you every morning.
Oh.
Well, thank you.
Well, we appreciate that. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
Yes, I'm Miranda from Billerica, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Dan may have crossed over to a new level over the weekend while tubing down the Saco River, which is like one of the great things to do over the summer. But the way you did it, you added
sometimes
some...
you just have to
my siblings and I have always been like white trash adjacent with how we lived our lives, but we crossed the line into full-blown territory over the weekend. It.
I'm here for it.
Were you wearing jorts when this happened?
No. I wasn't full John Cena. So it was my brother Billy's birthday over the weekend. So we all went up to New Hampshire and we decided we were going to tube down the Saco River together. So it was me, Kaylee, my brother, his girlfriend, and my sister. And we didn't go through like a outfitter service. Like they have places like Saco Bound or something that'll give you the tubes. They map out the route. They'll pick you up on each side and bring you back to your car, all that stuff.
Right.
We just bought tubes off of Amazon.
We're going rogue. We don't need you.
Yeah. We're just doing it ourselves.
Famous last words.
And we learned a lot on our trial run. So we go up there. We didn't really have a route mapped out, but we're figuring it out. I bought some tubes off the line, and my brother and his girlfriend bought tubes offline. But my sister did not have one. It didn't come in time.
Mm-hmm.
So we were stopping at a Walmart right near the river. There's like a super Walmart.
Oh, that Walmart is legit. That's a good place for people watching. I've been there before.
Yeah, because we were picking up a cooler float to have, because you tie all your tubes together and you put a cooler float in the middle and you just kind of float down the river leisurely for the day. So we're going to pick up the cooler float and we figure while we're there, we'll just get her a tube. So we'll all have one. And we get in there and there's only one tube on the shelf and it's like $80 because it's like a big hardy tube that you pull behind a boat if you're doing tubing on like a lake.
Oh yeah, like 30 miles an hour.
So it's that or like a pink flamingo tube that isn't gonna you need a certain type of tube to do the Saco because there's parts that are very shallow and the ones where your butt kind of drags a little bit, you're gonna just be dragging rocks.
So you're
on the
suggesting
water.
There's a reason why there are outfits there who will give you all the things.
Well, there's a reason why they have those certain tubes, Kennedy. Yes. Thank you for your service.
Anytime.
So she's like, I'm not paying $80 to you for a tube. You could pay for an outfitter for that. And we're like, that's right. So we're kind of just bopping around looking for a solution because it's already like 2 p.m. and we're going to run out of daylight on the river if we don't get going.
Mm-hmm.
And we're bopping around and we end up in this aisle where we see a travel-sized children's inflatable air mattress that had a weight limit of 90 pounds. And my sister's a petite woman. I would never venture to guess her weight, but she's probably a little more, but not much. So my brother just goes, I bet that'll work. And we're debating on if we can float down the river in an inflatable child's air mattress or not.
They are pretty thick, hardy things. I mean, that sounds like a reasonable
but
alternative.
But the tubes have like a decently tough bottom for if you scrape.
Right.
And this air mattress pops 2 miles into
and
the
And never
float.
In the history of me tent camping have I had an air mattress that stayed full of air 8 hours.
Oh, we're going to get there.
Well,
so we're debating on what to do. And then like in a movie, there's just an old grizzled Walmart employee who looks like he's in his 60s.
Right.
Who should have been like smoking a Marlboro in the corner because he just comes out of nowhere and goes, I've seen it. You wouldn't believe the things I've seen on the river. And we were like, all right. So we buy this inflatable air mattress.
Oh, my gosh.
And we go down to where we decide we're going to put in. And it turns out you have to pay to park there because the outfitting place owns it. So we get there. We're already running late. It's like 2:30 now. Then we have to drive over to the outfitting place, pay $50,
bro.
Come back to park. We blow up the air mattress, which takes a little bit. All our tubes are kind of pre-blown. So we get them all going and we get down to the river and we tie off all these tubes together because that's what you do, you tie them together. But we're like,
how are you going to tie to the mattress?
That was our next conundrum. We were problem solving as we went, Carson. A problem
this
would come up.
This story is like an artichoke. It just keeps
duct
going.
Tape. Did you buy duct tape?
So we're like, what do we do with this? So we decided we tied it off to her leg.
Oh, that's safe.
Like a child leash.
Oh, that's safe in the water. So you've tied your tubes off to her leg.
So all our tubes were tied together and she was just, her leg was tied on an air mattress and she would just kind of float behind us. So we get onto the river and we're all tied up and we go down just a little bit before Kaylee screams, oh my God. And we're like, what? And she goes, my keys are in the car up in my brother's truck because you have to put one car at the end of the river and one car at the start, or you can't get back. And if we didn't have her Jeep, the keys to her Jeep, we would just be stranded. So we had to stop and like get
how do
out.
You stop an entire flotilla.
You all hop off and pray.
Oh my God.
So we stop, we get off, and she like runs up the bank and goes all the way back up to the car and gets it. And then she comes back down. It's like 6 minutes later. And then my brother's girlfriend, Jen, goes, oh my God, I forgot the speaker.
Dan.
So Kaylee goes, okay, I'm on it. And she runs 6 minutes back up to the truck, comes back down a second time, gets the speaker. And now finally, we're just floating down the river, and it's working pretty good.
Okay.
So we're all on the tube. The country music's blaring, and my sister is just floating on an inflatable child-sized air mattress smoking American Spirits as we go down the river.
I feel like she got the best of it, quite frankly.
And I was like, this is the most white trash thing we've ever done.
Have you heard that song, Rednecker Than You?
No,
I got to find that song and play it for you.
I did sing Gretchen Wilson's Redneck Woman. I ain't no high class broad.
That can't be the craziest thing that has floated down the Saco. I'm sorry.
We did almost die once because you pick up a little current part at one point, and it was heading right to like a bunch of logs and like branches in
oh
the
my
water.
Gosh.
So I had to hop off and grab her float because she had no control over where she was going and like pull her off. And we did have to stop halfway through and reinflate her. Because she was
right, of
real
course,
saggy.
It's an air mattress. It's not meant to.
Because it's not a tube. It's a child's travel air mattress.
All right,
but we made it.
This sounds like the best day.
And we had a great day.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile. It's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. According to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir. But yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Turns out producer Dan is a redneck woman.
It was more my sister. I was just an accomplice.
Listen, as a group, you've collectively made decisions.
Yeah.
Redneck Dan.
I know how close to.
Producer Dan and his family up on the Saco for his brother's birthday, and one of the women decides to float down on a child's air mattress.
You had to make do. And it worked. When you don't have enough float, someone floats down on an air mattress, and you tie their leg to the tube.
It's called
keep it moving.
Redneck ingenuity, Dan, is what that's called. Sarah is from Norton and apparently a farm girl. So we want to know, how are you rednecker than producer Dan?
I grew up in Maryland, and I grew up on a farm, and it's very flat. There's no hills anywhere to be seen, and it doesn't snow very often. So when it does, everything shuts down totally and we just kind of stay home and don't really do a whole lot. But when I was about 10, we decided we wanted to go sledding, but there's no hills. There's nowhere to go sledding. So my mom called over all the cousins, my sisters, we're all sitting around, we're hanging out, and we're trying to figure out how to go sledding. And my father, who's very inventive, decided he was going to take an old car hood from an old truck that was sitting outside. And, you know, we're farmers, so we have tractors. So he attached it to the back of a tractor and took us out into the fields. We got on all our snowsuits and our little half inch of snow. And we decided to go out, and he would pull us behind the tractor on the car hood, like water skiing. And then he would start doing donuts, and we would start rolling off the car hood.
That's amazing. When I was in college, we used trays from the cafeteria to go down the tight. I went to school in Iowa. There are no hills there either. So there was one little hill in the quad, and we would, the cafeteria was called Hubble Center, so we called it Hubbling.
That's a good day.
Many memories of carpets and
you
and
catch a charge trying to do that with your kid.
Then. Yeah, right.
My name's Sarah, and this is the tractor pull. And welcome to Jackass.
And do a few of those, too.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing that, Sarah. That's great.
Anytime.
All right, bye-bye.
Have a good one.
You too. Rebecca's from Rockland. Good morning.
Good morning, Carson.
So, are you rednecker than Dan? What happened with you when you went to soccer the first time?
I might be able to beat him. So, my friends and I all drove up two separate cars. On my car is the kayak and the tow strap that was keeping it attached to my car. The end came unfurled in stop-and-go traffic. I didn't realize it and ran it over. And the kayak cracked on the roof of my car and fell off on the highway. And so we had to pick it up. My friends got out and ran along the side down the breakdown lane. A state trooper pulled us over and assisted us off the highway. We went to a gas station, which had an auto repair shop. And I asked if they had duct tape. And they said yes. So we spent the next couple hours duct taping the canoe, or the canoe, not kayak, back together. We finally made it up there. We put in right before Swan Falls, not knowing any better, and then had to jump out because the fall was there.
Yeah, there's a dam at Swan Falls. That's the end of the trip.
We almost went over it, and then we had to walk through the woods. With our kayaks, we had the heaviest cooler known to man because we had never been before. We had all of our drinks. We had steak. We had vegetables. We had literally everything. Finally get to the other side of Swan Falls, and we're, you know, enjoying ourselves, finally relaxing, enjoying those beverages, and there's a domestic dispute on the water. A bunch of state troopers swarm right where we are with our cans in public, and we had to hide them. So we get going, we go down the river in this broken duct tape canoe, and finally pull off for the night, go to camp, and it starts to torrentially downpour, and we all slept in trash bags.
But that canoe floated like a dream, right?
It almost took on water. It was about 2 inches from taking on water because our cooler was so heavy and there was 3 of us in it. But we made it.
Like, I'm all here for going on vibes, but guys, research just a little before you go somewhere.
You slept in trash bags.
Yeah. Check the weather.
It's important to know your put in and get out points of the river before you start.
Is that a waterfall? I don't know. Here's another Budweiser.
Just send it.
The important things.
You break a leg, we'll duct tape it.
I can't.
Oh my God, so good. Thanks for calling in, Rebecca.
Thank you, guys.
Right, bye.
Bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It's back. Clear the list. Are you ready for it?
Got an assignment. Won't you give it a whirl? I need you to hear me, all you humans, boys and girls. All the teachers setting up their rooms. They're not giving a damn thing. You might think that it's assumed. We need your help, it's true. Can't clear the list without you.
I don't know how you ended up on doing only Hootie songs for Clear the List parodies, but I'm here for it, Kennedy.
Because I did the one, and then the next year I just did the other, and then here we are.
So if you've not heard us do Clear the List before, super simple. We want to help teachers as they get ready to get back into the classroom. We're now just a couple of weeks from the first schools going back. Some will go back right before Labor Day weekend. Some will go back right after Labor Day weekend. And you've heard the stories. Teachers spend so much of their own money to make sure the classroom has everything they need, which is just insane to us. So we want to use your power to help teachers.
Yeah. Like we didn't realize until we started doing this a few years back that like nothing is provided. So in some places they didn't even have chairs in their room, like for the teacher to sit in, and things like, you know, rugs so that kids have a place to sit on the floor and read books or the books to read or the shelves to put the books in or pencils or, you know, and the teachers are such amazing humans that they want to buy extra stuff for kids who maybe can't afford it on their own and make sure that there's always a pencil if a kid needs one or a Kleenex if a kid needs to blow
their
nose.
Or a snack. We hear teachers buying
all of it.
Snacks for their kids in the classroom because the kids come in and they don't have it and they're hungry.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing what these teachers do and how out of the way they go and dig into a pocket that's already quite empty because we know they don't make a lot and they've got kids of their own that they have to get ready for school. So,
and they're out working a second job over the summer to help pay for it, right?
Yep.
We hear that so often. They're like, yeah, I work over the summer. It helps pay for some of the supplies I have to buy when they get back.
A lot of times they're working a second job at night part-time during the school year.
Right.
That's what Kaylee's doing.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so here's what we want to do. We want to clear the list, Kennedy. How should people reach out to us to be featured on the show for Clear the List?
Just drop an email to morningshow@mix1041.com and let me know, you know, your name, what school you teach at, the town you teach in, and a link to your wish list, be it Amazon, Walmart, wherever it comes from. It doesn't matter. Just ensure that when you make your wish list, guys, that you have set it up so that there's an address for it to go to. A lot of times people set up a wish list and then there's no address for it to go to. So do that. Mm-hmm. And just FYI, we are really only taking teachers from people who listen to us on who are near.
I've seen some stuff on the Facebook, like, I'm in Florida, but here's my list and we love you, but we're trying to
I want to help everybody, but we want to help the people in our communities first. So I have already started the master list at mix1041.com. So like if you want to go and see if your community is being represented, we just started today. So there's only a few up there at this moment, but we will continue to update. So if you're a person who just wants to lend a hand in your community, you can just look it up by town, find a teacher, click, and there you go.
And we're going to try something that I don't know that we've done before.
We have not. No.
We're adding a new wrinkle in that, you know, we talk to teachers, we hear about your needs, we have you on the show, and then we kind of move on to the next teacher or the next day or the next list. But we decided we were going to really focus on clearing a list of a teacher, whatever that takes. So when we start talking to teachers, we're going to start next week. We're going to clear a list on the air. We're not just going to hear their story, and then move on. We are going to follow this through to the end to make sure that that teacher gets their list cleared. So that is the goal this year. We're going to dive in deeper. It's going to be a little bit harder, I think, but I believe it. I believe in the people that listen to the show that they're going to come through in a big way. And I believe in Kennedy's voice inspiring a generation.
I guess I gotta make one for this year, huh?
Yeah, can I request one?
Yeah, sure. I'm out of Hootie songs, so I'm gonna have to go to
Can you do a Darius song?
I'm gonna have to.
You know which one I want.
What?
I mean, there's only one.
There's
That's
only one.
That's not true. Yes. Go on.
Wagon wheel. All
Wagon right. wheel. Thank you, Dan.
Dun.
The best thing I've
seen. Everyone in the 90s sang like this.
So if you want to help clear the list or you're a teacher and you want our help clearing your list, go to mix1041.com. All the info is up there. Or drop us an email, morningshow@mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but Game time.
Kevin Kennedy, of course, brought to you by Subaru of New England. With so much to love, don't miss the Subaru of New England, a lot to love event. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Dee from Easton.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy.
She's driving her husband to work. What's your husband's name?
James.
James, okay. So we got James and Dee. Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Dee?
Get out of here, Kennedy.
All right, good luck.
Go on, get!
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win $1,000 this morning, Dee. How does that sound?
I need it for bills, so hopefully I can.
Oh no, that's in the fine print. You cannot pay bills. You have to splurge on like ice cream and clothes.
Yeah, you can only buy something stupid with it. Those are the rules.
I can treat myself too. So.
Okay. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. Question number one, Bruce Willis shared a touching moment with daughter Tallulah Willis and his new son-in-law, Justin Ace, during their Idaho wedding weekend. In which franchise is Bruce Willis known for playing John McClane?
I don't know.
All right. Who is that in the background, Dee?
My kids.
Oh, okay. Hi, kids. Question number two. Meghan Trainor's son has separation anxiety, so she had a doll made for him that looks like her. What was Meghan Trainor's debut single that came out in 2014?
It's All About That Bass.
Robert De Niro, 83 years old today. In which movie did this De Niro quote come from? Take a listen.
I had no idea you could milk a cat.
Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Name the movie.
I don't know.
Question number four. Lewis Capaldi has revealed that he plans to begin work on his third album after finishing his final six shows of the summer. What was Lewis Capaldi's breakthrough hit?
Drawing a blank here.
And question number five, Instacart released data on the most popular sodas on their service, and one soda dominated deliveries in most of the states in the country, and surprisingly, it isn't Coke. It is the second best-selling soda in the United States behind Coke. What is it?
Pepsi?
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
James coming in there to give you a wrong answer at the end.
Yeah.
I know, I heard
typical
that.
Husband.
Just trying to take over and get it wrong. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Dee got one out of five correct.
Sooch.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yeah.
Bruce Willis shared a touching moment with daughter Tallulah Willis and new son-in-law Justin Ace during their Idaho wedding weekend. In which franchise is Bruce Willis known for playing John McClane?
Die Hard.
It is Die Hard.
Best Christmas movie of all time.
1-0. Question number two. Meghan Trainor's son has separation anxiety, so she had a doll made for him that looks like her. What was Meghan Trainor's debut single that came out in 2014?
All About That Bass.
2-1. Robert De Niro, 83 years old today. Which movie did this De Niro quote come from? Take a listen.
I had no idea you could milk a cat.
Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Meet the Falkers?
Close. Meet the Parents, Kennedy. 2-1. Question number four. Lewis Capaldi has revealed that he plans to begin work on his third album after finishing his final six shows this summer. What was his breakout hit? Mm-hmm. That one. All About That Bass.
Someone Like You? No, that's not.
Someone loved.
Yep. Knew someone
Scottish
was in there.
Sad boy music.
2-1. Question number five. Instacart released data on the most popular sodas on their service, and one soda dominated deliveries in most of the states in the country. And surprisingly, it wasn't Coke. It's the second best-selling soda in the United States behind Coke. What is it?
Mountain Dew.
That is incorrect. It is Dr. Pepper. 2-1 is the final score.
Wow. I might have made those harder than I anticipated. My bad.
Those are tough.
So 2-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Dee, I'm sorry you don't get the $1,000, but
that's okay.
We
Thank
do
you.
Appreciate you and James and the kids listening to the show this morning. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Dee, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So this week is the last week for intern Evelyn before she goes back to college. You have been an open book on this show, and we appreciate that very, very much.
Thanks, guys.
So what happened? What's new?
So recently, like, I have ops on the beach, I swear, and they're not people. So I have been stung. This is just, I've been stung by jellyfish 3 times now, 3 separate occasions, and now I'm getting attacked from the sky. So I was on the beach this weekend. And these seagulls on the beach were more aggressive than I'm used to. Like, the Boston seagulls and I have an understanding, but these seagulls were different. I was on the Cape. So
Cape seagulls are different.
They're different.
Than,
they're out of
city Boston seagulls are not fine. Yeah,
like, but they know I'm a city girl, so maybe I was like out of my
weak.
they could sense it. So I get to the beach, and you know, you pack your lunch at the beach and it's 9 a.m. and you're like, surely it's time for lunch.
Obviously.
So you start to eat your sandwich on the beach. So I unwrap it. I open it up. Literally, I'm leaning my head down to take a bite, just as one eats sandwich on the beach. And I feel this like crazy claw come down on the top of my head. And I'm like, yo, what's go-? I'm like screaming on the beach like a psycho because I'm like, what is going on? Like,
so
I feel
the seagull landed on
it
your
landed
head.
On my head.
Oh,
like it's talons. Like it like
no.
it, and it felt like claws. Like, I don't know. I get seagull's feet look kind of padded to me, but it felt like scratchy claws.
Talons. They're called talons.
Yeah, that's how they pick up the fish.
Yeah, that's how they catch the fish. I was like, I'm not a fish. Like, I swear this is my head. I'm like, don't you feel the different texture? Like, it's hair. He wanted my sandwich.
He was coming in for your sandwich.
And I was
absolutely.
Like, bruh. So then I'm like screaming. I'm like freaking out. But then now I'm like kind of causing a scene because now I'm making noise and now I'm like the weird beach seagull girl. Like, I don't want to be the girl on the beach who's like friends with the seagulls and like hanging out with them.
Has
like,
the bird stayed on your head or do when you started
no,
screaming?
No, once it flew away, but it kept circling. Like, it kept trying to come back.
You,
like,
you connected on a deeper level.
I didn't want to connect
on
with
a
this
sandwich.
Thing. And and I was like, guys, like, can I just not enjoy my sandwich on the beach?
Did you drop the sandwich in fear?
No, what I did was I wrapped it up and I just did not eat for the rest of the day. We were there till like 6 p.m. I was like, I'm not eating. Like, I'm not, because I was like, I can't risk it. I can't be the weird beach seagull girl and have like a repeat event. Like, I can't have it come back and like hang out and eat with me. Like, I was like, I can't, it's like nerfing my aura. Like, I can't do that.
Nerfing your aura?
Like you have like beach aura. Like, oh, she's so nonchalant. Nerfing my aura is like, so like you have aura, right? It's like,
okay.
No, we don't. But
okay. It's
does anyone in this room have aura?
She looked right at me. You
she looked
say
at Dan.
Yeah, no, actually, Kennedy. Good, Kennedy right? has mad aura. Kennedy has mad aura.
So Dan and Kennedy.
So what happens if your aura is nerfed?
So if your aura is nerfed, it's kind of like when you become like the beach weirdo or just the weirdo in general. So it's like.
So is my aura permanently nerfed?
No,
is what you're
no.
Saying?
Yeah.
You have to have aura for it to be nerfed.
Hey, oh, yeah.
Wow, I didn't even make it to nerfing.
So yeah, my. Your son's going to love this.
How does one get stung by a jellyfish on 3 separate occasions? They're not fast-moving creatures, Evelyn.
I know. Like, they are attracted to me. It's probably because I'm a Pisces, and they know that I like...
You think the jellyfish are following astrological signs?
I do. I think that they know. They like my energy. They can sense it when I'm like Moana. When I step into the ocean, they're like, I can sense her.
So they want to get your aura.
Yes, they do. Yeah. They want.
A seagull would never attack Moana, so that doesn't...
You don't think the seagulls and the jellyfish are communicating with each other? They know you. They know you.
Maybe he wanted to hang out and my head was the closest place. So he was like, I'm going to land there.
He just needed a quick break.
Yeah, he was like, I'm going to go there.
There's a book. It was my son's favorite book when he was a child by Mo Willem. It's called There's a Bird on My Head. You should go read it.
It's that's adorable. Just like me.
There's a bird on my head.
That will help my reading comprehension skills.
Thank you for sharing your story.
As always.
Thank you.
Your life is so much more interesting than ours. You keep us young. We're going to miss you.
Like nerfing aura.
Yeah, go protect your aura in the production studio.
Well, at least now I know what that means. If somebody says it to me, then I'm not like, huh?
I can't wait till you have, because you said you want to do finance one day.
I do, yeah.
I can't wait till you're a finance bro talking nerf my aura.
Nerf my aura. Yeah, and they'll all Zoom get call. It. They'll get it. And they'll be like, oh, yeah.
Finance bros will know what she's speaking. She's they speaking will. The language.
You got to know their language.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, if you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on two lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir. But yes, we had that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
If it's okay with you, we're going to put your weed whacker story on hold for a minute.
That's fine. It'll be here tomorrow.
We just got so many seagull texts.
Okay. I mean,
when seagulls attack is my new favorite segment. So
intern
let's get into
Evelyn
it.
Shared with us that while she was on the Cape, a seagull came down, didn't just try and eat the sandwich that she had, but landed on her head.
On her head.
Which is bold.
That seagulls are gigantic. That would freak me out.
And she also thinks that jellyfish are out to get her as well.
She's been stung 3 times, she said.
Nerf her aura, apparently.
Maybe she's more of a pool person than a beach person.
Maybe she needs to stick to lakes.
The rivers that she's used to.
Yes.
Well, Dan's got an air mattress if she does switch to lake.
Mark is from Pepperell. What happened with you when seagulls attack, Mark?
So I went to the beach with my ex-wife and our best friend out in Gloucester, and we thought it would be nice to, you know, have a little lunch while we were there. So I made little mini chicken quesadillas, and probably about an hour after being there, we decided to eat, and my ex-wife pulled a piece of a chicken quesadilla out, went to eat it, and in that moment, a seagull came down, bit her in the lip, smacked her in the face with his wing, and ran off with her quesadilla in his mouth.
Rude!
I mean, that seagull simply just wanted it more than her.
and I couldn't that do anything had drive. But laugh about it.
Oh, I'm sure she loved you laughing, too.
Oh my God, that would scare the crap out of me. He did say ex-wife.
I mean, I was to see if she was okay, but other than that, all I could do was laugh.
Oh my God. What a story. All right. Thanks, Mark. We appreciate that. All right. So much seagull talk now. And apparently seagulls in New Jersey are built different.
They are built very different. So they have a tactic of chasing people down until you throw your food.
Get out of here.
I literally have a video of me, got my french fries at the counter, and they just start swarming your head, and then they come down and swoop down a little bit, and then and you start walking away, and they literally will hover over your head. And well, I got a little nervous, so I didn't want to give up my french fries, and I just started running down the boardwalk, and I probably had like 10 of them following me behind. I had to jump in my car to get away from them, and then they all just land on my car and are just like pecking at the window. I mean,
oh my God, that's not for Hitchcock movie.
Them a little bit.
Those are Jersey seagulls. They were raised on The Sopranos. Yes,
one fry, bro. Everybody knows the rules. Oh my God.
Jersey people know that when you're sitting on the beach to eat your food, you have to be under like an umbrella or a towel.
That's
like,
crazy.
You go out
crazy
the wild wood. That's how people eat on the beach.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Jesus. Jersey Shore birds.
I would just stay home.
Are you?
That doesn't sound worth it.
You got to be tough to go to the beach in the Jersey
and
Shore.
To hide the whole time.
All right. Thanks. We appreciate that.
No problem. Have a great day, guys.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, good morning.
So we were talking about seagulls and jellyfish. What happened with your girlfriend?
Yeah, so this summer, my girlfriend... there was one moment she got stung. She felt that one. And then nothing really happened. There was no line, no on her skin. But then the second time, 2 weeks later, she got stung again. And then she said she didn't feel it because all of a sudden we're sitting in our chairs having lunch. And I see this crazy like line going up her thigh. And it's getting redder and redder as we're sitting there. And I was like, I think you got stung again. She's like, there's no friggin' way. How can I get stung two times? So then we went to the lifeguard. We went to the lifeguard stand. Me and my friend were like, "Hey, we got to pee on you." We always thought that was a thing. So we went to the lifeguard stand. She got to ride in the ATV to the station, and then they put white vinegar on her to get rid of the burning sensation.
Oh, they didn't let you pee on it?
That is such an old wife.
No, unfortunately.
But does the pee work?
No. Yeah, I think so.
I've always heard.
Sure.
I'm sure white vinegar works better, but
the lifeguard said it doesn't.
The answer is no.
Then how did that start?
Friends.
Drunk friends.
Somebody was like, watch this. I'm going to pee on Brad.
No. The TV show Friends.
Oh, really?
Chandler, they boys had to pee on Monica. Yes.
Yeah, but that was because of the wives till everyone already knew.
I get it, but that's what brought it to our consciousness.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Kyle.
No problem. I love you guys. I listen to you every morning.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
We appreciate that.
All right.
Oh, it says urine can trigger the tiny stinging cells left on your skin to release more venom, which makes the pain worse.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of SCU Credit Union. So some really sad news. This morning, Hayden Panettiere, the actress who starred in the television series Heroes and Nashville, as well as numerous other films, including Remember the Titans and several of the Scream movies, has passed. As of early this morning, I don't have any really more information than that. TMZ reported that she had flown with her on-again, off-again boyfriend, Brian Hickerson, from Los Angeles to the South on Saturday, and she passed on Sunday. Law enforcement sources say police responded to an incident involving Hayden yesterday, and there is currently an open investigation. In a statement, her representative said that it is profound sadness that we share a tragic passing of our beloved Hayden. She was an incredible light and a force of nature who brought immeasurable love and joy to all who knew her and the millions who watched her on screen. Her first job was when she was 11 months old. Her first acting role was on One Life to Live at the age of 5. She pretty much did this her entire life.
I saw a clip of her on Malcolm in the Middle. She was one of his classmates.
Yeah, she was in a relationship with boxer
Vladimir Klitschko.
Thank you. From 2009 to 2018, they had her daughter Kaya in 2014 that she eventually gave full custody to him because her postpartum depression was so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Her younger brother passed in 2023 of some complications, heart complications. And earlier this year, she had released her memoir, This Is Me, A Reckoning, which she opened up about growing up as a child star, her battles with addiction, postpartum depression, and more. She was only 36 years old.
So many sad stories around her and her life. And she was just such a light, seemed to be such a wonderful person. She tells a story in the memoir when she was 18 years old. She had been kind of taken under a wing of somebody who she trusted, this woman in the industry. They were out on a yacht, and this woman who she trusted takes her down into a cabin, and there is a man in undressed whatever and trying to convince her to be with this. And she's stuck on this yacht with this, and she says, like an A-list celebrity, powerful person.
Yeah, Hollywood is a cesspool, an absolute cesspool.
And she was just 18 years old when that happened.
Yeah, and probably had been faced with these types of things her entire life.
Yeah, it's very predatory when you're a young, pretty woman in Hollywood.
Yeah,
and it, being a child star messes up so many of these people.
Yeah, yeah.
How you said earlier, Miss, how old was Hayden Panettiere? 36 years old. I read another crazy story. I guess because of her husband and where he's
have a husband.
Or the father of her child. Excuse me.
He's from the Ukraine.
And he is on Putin's list. So they've had to kind of hide the daughter because of political stuff going on between Russia and Ukraine.
It's a lot.
There's a lot going on with him.
My heart breaks.
So sad to hear
my
the news. Breaks. Yeah, for sure.
So over the weekend, Disney made their big TV show and movie announcements at their convention, D23 convention. It was quite a time. These are my favorite times. I love cons. I love it when it fills up my algorithm with people dressing up as things that bring them great joy. But they made a lot of announcements. So here are the big ones. Avengers Doomsday with Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, and Haley Atwell that shared a new teaser where you see Dr. Doom, and apparently he has blue eyes, and apparently that's a problem. I don't know enough.
I'm not that invested in
Dr.
Doom.
For
but
you.
Apparently they're very upset about it.
I stopped watching Marvel a couple years ago. It got too confusing to follow.
I don't know. This one looks good, though, Dan.
Yeah, but they released a list of everything you need to watch before you can watch Doomsday, so it all makes sense. And it's going to take 2 years of your life.
Two people who are not in it that want to be, though, are Wolverine and Deadpool, because God forbid something happened and Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds not show up.
Yeah, let's go.
Just wondering if you might need some help.
Rounding.
Out.
The cast.
Rounding out the cast? Dude, they've got like 28 people. Why the do they need
because
us?
Because we're the golden ones. We're special.
There's an X-Men reboot happening because apparently we needed that. Adam Driver will play Mr. Sinister. Chris Abbott will be Charles Xavier. And Obsession star Indy Navarrete will be Rogue.
That's my girl.
So, and also Frozen 3 made an announcement and dropped a trailer. Kristen Bell and Idina Menzel took the stage and performed a new song. I have a little clip of it, but it's like clearly cell phone audio, so it's not great, but it's just enough.
More pan flute in your life is good.
And that sounded like a Lord of the Rings thing.
It's pretty, right?
Kristen Bell just performed at the Savannah Bananas this weekend,
she
too.
She did. They sang The Time of Your Life.
Yeah, with one of the players.
Yeah, one of the players is was like a professional singer or actor or something like that for a very long
time. He had some pipes on him.
Yeah. So, yeah. And Johnny Depp might reprise his role as Captain Jack Sparrow.
Oh.
A couple years after being told, you'll never work in this town again. They said at D23, Jerry Bruckheimer said, we're talking with Johnny, we're working on a screenplay, and hopefully we can get this done. And if anybody can, it's Jerry Bruckheimer. So,
Pirates of the Caribbean 6, money grab at sea.
You know? But wouldn't you love to see it?
He's so good in that role, though, Dan.
Where is all the rum?
Why is the rum always gone?
That's it, Dan. And that is what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy. Don't even try, homeboy. You can't
be the Halloween decorations are up. Is all I'm trying to say.
You can't be Kennedy.
I don't appreciate it.
You don't like getting Halloween
even,
in August?
I haven't had my vacation yet this summer. So, no.
Stop. Game time. All right. KB Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. the Subaru of New England, a lot to love. Event, find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Paige from Braintree.
Hello, good morning, Paige.
Hi, good morning.
Also, her son, Owen, is there. Good morning, Owen.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Will you guys kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. She has left the studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one, a trailer for Frozen 3 dropped at Disney's D23 convention. Kristen Bell and Idina Menzel went on stage and performed a new song. And Josh Gad teased a new girlfriend for his character. Who does he play in those movies?
Olaf?
He likes warm hugs.
Question number two. Sean Penn, 66 today. He has won 3 Academy Awards, a Golden Globe, and a British Academy Film Award. Which pop star was Sean Penn married to from 1985 to 1989?
Madonna.
Adam Scott revealed his daughter, Frankie, attended an acting class where his failed audition tape for The Office was used as an example of what not to do. The teacher had no idea his daughter was in the class. It worked out for Adam, though, as he ended up playing Ben Wyatt in which other mockumentary-style comedy?
I have no idea.
All right, question number four. Today's National Thrift Shop Day. Finish the opening lyrics to the song Thrift Shop. Take a listen. Walk into the club like, what up, I got a big... I'm just pumped, I bought some from a thrift shop.
Ice on the fringe is so damn frosty, the people like, damn. Okay, I can't even go there.
Question number five. Sam Smith revealed that they're already working on their 6th album, even while they get ready to drop their 5th album. That is Hazel Eyes. It comes out on Friday. What is Sam Smith's only song to reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100? It featured Kim Petras.
Sorry, I don't know that one yet either.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please. Kennedy! Paige, am I allowed to say what you guys are doing this morning, or am I going to ruin a surprise?
Oh, no. He's 19. He's sleeping until noon.
Okay, so Paige and her son, Owen, are going out to buy a birthday cake for the other son. When's his birthday?
Today.
Yeah. Oh, okay. What's his name?
Killian.
Killian. So you have Killian and Owen?
Yep.
I feel like Owen's the nicer one of the two.
Just because he's here?
Yeah. I can tell by the way Paige laughed, though, that I was right. Kennedy, welcome back. Paige is like, don't get me into that mess, Carson. I have Paige and Owen getting 2 out of 5 right.
All right. Well done, friends.
Yeah. These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
A trailer for Frozen 3 dropped at Disney's D23 convention. Kristen Bell and Idina Menzel went on stage and performed a new song. And Josh Gad teased a new girlfriend for his character. Who does he play in those movies?
Olaf.
Tied at 1. Sean Penn, 66 today. He has 3 Academy Awards. He was married to a pop star from 1985 to 1989. Who is she?
Madonna.
Tied at 2. Adam Scott revealed his daughter, Frankie, attended an acting class where his failed audition tape for The Office was used as an example of what not to do. The teacher had no idea his daughter was in the class. It worked out for Adam, though. He ended up playing Ben Wyatt in which other mockumentary-style comedy?
Perks and Rec.
3-2. Today's National Thrift Shop Day. Finish the opening lyrics to the song Thrift Shop. Kennedy, take a listen. Walk into the club like, what up? I got a big... I'm just pumped, I bought some from a thrift shop.
Ice on the fringe is so damn frosty, the people like, damn. He's one broke-ass honky.
No, that's a cold-ass honky.
People are like, damn, that's a cold-ass honky.
3-2, question number 5. Sam Smith revealed that they're already working on their 6th album, even while they are ready to drop their 5th album, Hazel Eyes, which comes out on Friday. What is Sam Smith's only song to reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100? It featured Kim Petras.
Unholy?
Yes, Unholy is it. Nice work. 4-2, final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Paige?
Kennedy, you're amazing.
You're a cold-ass honky.
I'm something.
I think she's just cold.
Most times, yes.
That is true. Bundled up in here most
always.
Times. So here's the deal, though. You're not walking away without a prize today. You've won yourself a $100 gift card to Wagamama.
Hey.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
New menu, new favorites, same Wagamama energy. Discover 26 new dishes, 15 new drinks from Bao Bun Tacos and Wagyu Mama Sliders to refreshing Wagaritas and Wagatinis. Come hungry, leave happy. Only at Wagamama.
That's fun to say.
It is fun to say, Dan. I'm not going to lie. We're going to be doing these all week, Kennedy?
Yeah.
Nice. Good deal. All right, Paige, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Okay, Kennedy. This is Paige and Owen, and we can't be
Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England, the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Scott from Bridgewater.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
We kick Kennedy out, please, Scott.
Please get out of the room, Kennedy.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions, Scott. You answer more of these right than Kennedy does. You win $1,000, okay?
Okay.
She can't hear anything that is about to happen. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Question number one. This star of How I Met Your Mother recently reflected on his decision to come out as gay in 2006, saying he opened up about his private life after becoming a target of gossip bloggers, including Perez Hilton. Who is the star of How I Met Your Mother?
Can I pass?
Huh?
You can pass, but you can't come back.
Yeah, you can pass, sure. Question number two.
I can't come back. Uh-oh.
A purse used by Estelle Getty on her famous TV show just sold for $192,000. What show was Estelle Getty on?
Golden Girls.
More and more Gen Zers are looking for employment through their social media accounts and using social media as their resumes to find jobs. A recent study said 46% of Gen Zers have successfully gotten a job or internship thanks to TikTok. That's wild. What is the TikTok logo, Scott?
Music symbol, I think.
Question number four. Johnny Depp is in talks for Pirates of the Caribbean. What number would it be in the franchise?
Seven.
Question number five. Mad Max Fury Road tops the ranking of the best action-adventure movies. It's followed by Heat at number two and Aliens in third. Who is the lead actress in Fury Road?
The Fury Road is, I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio. Come on, Kennedy.
Kennedy!
Scott, I understand you have the day off. You hanging with the girls?
Yes, I am. They're in the car right now. Say hi, girl.
Hi.
What are the girls' names?
Avery and Lila.
Avery and Lila. How do you think your dad did?
I don't know. Not so good.
You got smart girl, Scott. Scott got two out of five correct.
Not bad.
Nah, these are tough, Kennedy. Ready?
Yeah.
Could be $1,000 for Scott and Avery and Lila. Question number one, this star of How I Met Your Mother recently reflected on his decision to come out as gay in 2006, saying he opened up about his private life after becoming a target of gossip bloggers, including Perez Hilton. Who is he?
Neil Patrick Harris.
1-0. Neil Patrick Harris is it. A purse used by Estelle Getty on her famous TV show just sold for $192,000.
Holy cats.
What show was she on?
The Golden Girls.
2-1. More and more Gen Zers are looking for employment on social media. A recent study says 46% of Gen Zers have successfully gotten a job or internship thanks to TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
What is the TikTok logo?
It's a musical note, isn't it?
It is a musical note, also a stylized D. which was the original name of the app in Chinese. 3-2. Question number 4. Johnny Depp is in talks for Pirates of the Caribbean. What number would it be?
Five?
Six is what I read. 3-2. Question number 5. I can't remember all of them. I mean, that's a lot.
I mean, after the first couple, you don't
know. Yeah, like 1 and 2 is good. Question number 5. Mad Max Fury Road tops a ranking of the best action-adventure movies. It's followed by Heat at number 2 and Aliens in 3rd. Who is the lead actress in Mad Max Fury Road?
Charlize Theron.
It is Charlize Theron. Charlize Theron?
I believe so.
Gary.
Okay. Yes, you did, but that's okay.
There's a lot going on in
that car. Yeah, I want to know what's going on in that car.
You guys know you're still on the radio, right?
Yes, I do. I remembered. I knew Charlize Theron. I didn't get Neil Patrick Harris in time, but...
No, he's just got two women in the car telling him everything he did wrong. It's just...
We just have one woman here who tells us everything we did wrong.
It's like they're having two. 4-2, final score. Kennedy gets the win. Scott, unfortunately, don't get the money. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Well, I'm Scott from Bridgewater, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Bye, Avery.
Bye.
Bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get 2 phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet relies on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.